I'm going to go ahead and answer this question. How do you restore traction when your wife says it's completely gone? In the past, I was too needy for affection and reassurances, as well as too open about my low opinion of my appearance. Since then, I've lost 52 pounds. I had anxiety over our financial situation. And while I've worked in all of these for myself, she still sees me through the lens of my previous behavior. I can't tell you how often I've read that sentence. She still sees me through the lens of my previous behavior. She wants a divorce because she doesn't think she'll ever feel romantic feelings or any connection again due to this loss of attraction. So the core question here is, how do you restore attraction when your wife says it's completely gone? And here's the bad news. You can't. You can't make her do anything, right? But what Dan and I can tell you is that the most attractive man, the most desirable man, the most sexually interesting man and powerful man is the man who's given up wanting to measure his worthiness or attractiveness by the one woman who says she doesn't like him. She goes, I'm not attracted. I don't feel for you. I don't want to be with you. And I can't see a future. And so the question becomes, why would a man want to be with a woman who's decided that's her truth? It's only a man who doesn't like himself quite enough. And that's too simple again. When you feel a strong sense of personal value and worthiness, not just in your appearance, but also your ability to create the life you want, your ability to be value with other people, socially, intellectually, emotionally, spiritually, or sexually, that besides this one woman who says that I'm not attracted and it's completely gone, you'll only be attractive to her when she sees that you're attractive to other people and you've stopped measuring your attractiveness by her opinion. That when you really start getting into your own sense of worthiness and value and self-esteem, and other people start to become magnetized to you, it's very, very odd how a woman who is not attracted to you at all suddenly changes her tune. And I'm not saying you do this as a game. I'm not talking about pickup artistry here. I'm just saying this is a fact of human nature. So you really don't have any option when she says, my attraction for you is completely gone. You go, oh, well, that's interesting. Thank you for sharing. Would you like a cup of coffee? And then you decide from that point on that you're going to be an attractive person in your own mind. The only way you'll be attractive to other people is when you become attractive to yourself. So much of what we talk about is, how do you do that? How do you get out of your head and measuring success and worthiness through the marriage, as opposed to making sure that you're focusing on a healthy sense of independence and self-reliance? I'm not talking about detachment. I'm talking about inward love, self-love, which is a very spiritual concept. So I want Dan to show a video of a famous Hollywood actress who got really mad at her husband, but he attracted her by standing for what he believed in. And this is under values. When you know what your values are, you non-negotiably and unapologetically stand up for what you believe, it's amazingly attractive. And so go ahead and play the video. It's only about 4 minutes or so.
Because when we first met, we fell madly in love, and I loved the dramatic exit. There's nothing I craved more than, like, you know, the first year you're working out your kinks. I loved it. I would, like, we'd get in a fight, because we would fight a lot, and I'd like yell something, then I'd slam the bedroom door, then I'd slam the front door, then I'd get in my car, and then I'd skid out the driveway, and then I'd just go like sit around the corner in my car. And it felt so good, and I realized how incredibly toxic it was only after he pointed it out. 3 months into our relationship, he was like, yeah, you can't leave anymore during fights. I'm not gonna do that. And I was like, what? He is like, you can't do that. I'm not going to have a relationship. He has a very high standard.
Wow,
and
that's impressive.
Strong code of ethics. He's like, no, I have more respect for myself than to be in. I love you, but I'm not going to do that my whole life. And I was like,
was that attractive when he said that?
Yep.
Wow.
So then he said, but here's how evolved he is. He said, let's just help you. You're not a good fighter. And I was, and I always thought I was,
because
I won.
Right.
He's like, no, people can't do that. Our marriage won't survive. And everything he was saying was making so much sense. And I was like, damn this guy.
Well, so he's an exception to the rule, it sounds like.
Yeah, but it's...
I'm too stupid to have thought
no,
of any of that
it means people can get there. So he said, how about the next time we fight, you're allowed to leave the room, but not the house. And I was like, okay, fine. The next fight, I left the room, I slammed the bedroom door, couldn't leave the front door. And I'm standing at the front door going like... I want to leave so bad, but I really love him, and he told me I couldn't, and he said it was a deal breaker for him, so I got to stay in the house. I got to compromise.
Did he have the little white flags up, like for the dog fence, where you couldn't go past them?
In my head, he did. Oh. In my head, he did. It was, and because I knew that he said to me, I have more respect for myself than to do this my whole life. So then the next time we fought, he was like, now that you've done that, he's like, now you can't leave the room. He's like, you can stop talking, but you can't leave the room. So then we'd like have an argument, and I'd just sit there, and then I'd like mean text him, just like, because I didn't want to talk to him anymore, but I would like text him. This is getting very personal, guys.
But no, this is fascinating, going, because what I'm realizing is that it sounds you're supposed to be training him, and you kind of got trained. You got trained a little
bit. I got
bit.
Majorly trained.
Gee whiz.
I got
and the fact
trained.
That you're
yeah.
Okay, but
and now we fight beautifully. We actually disagree about 99% of the things on the planet, but we have an ultimate respect for each other, and he sort of said, no, we're allowed to disagree. You just can't be, like, crazy when we're fighting.
Thanks, Dan. So, yeah, talk about that. That's a very clear video about a man who is clear about what he believed, what he expected for himself and for his marriage, and for the life he planned to live. He had no qualms about communicating it to her in a very loving, calm way. And he happened to have a mature enough woman who could take it and not lose her shit.